Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm, and we will read Psalm 142, and then we will pray, after that we will worship. Psalm 142, I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. You say, no man cared for my soul, but there is God who cares for us. David say, he restored my soul. Thank you, Lord. I look on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. And bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. That is the prayer of David when he was in the cave and he was attacked by Saul. Saul came to the cave where David was, and that was his prayer. Let's pray. Thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We magnify, we adore you. Thank you for all the good things that you give us and you provide for us, Lord. Thank you for help and support that come from you. Thank you for our salvation. Let's give thanks to God now as we come to him, as we come to know that he is there to help us in time of troubles. Let's come to him. Thank you, Lord, for your provision, for your support, for your mercy, for guidance, for the word of God, for your church, for you have been put us in the ministry. We can meet you, Lord. We can worship you, Lord. We can serve you. Thank you, God, for all these things. Thank you for our names are written in the book of life and the assurance that we have from you, Lord. Thank you for the brethren. Thank you for the family. Thank you for the job, the income, the food, the good health, our bed, the sleep, the meals that we are eating. All we thank you, Lord, for the peace of mind, for the joy, for the protection, oh Lord, for the deliverance from persecutors. We give you thanks for all these good things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's come now to God and let us ask him forgiveness for our sins. Let us renounce our sins. Let us be ashamed. Let us be obedient also, because half obedient or delay obedient, or we know what is right and we are not doing it, it is also sin. Or we know that God wanted to do something and we are reluctant and we are just dragging, and it is sin. Let us confess and renounce and let us give our life fully to him. Yes, Lord, any bad attitude, anger, sour face, sadness, worries, confess all the sins and renounce them and put your trust in the Lord. Come to him, be willing to serve him, be diligent in doing his work and his will, for he will be there to help you in time of troubles and your need. He will be the one to meet and satisfy. As we confess our sin, remember he is faithful and just. He will forgive us and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let us now come to Him and ask Him our needs. Any problem, any struggle, you put it in His hand. He will be the one to solve it and take care of it. Now let's pray for one another. Thank you, Lord, for all answered prayer. We trust you, Lord, that you satisfy our need. And Lord, we are presented to your brother and sister who are in need. Pray for your brother and sister. Pray for anyone you know who is in need of certain things. Healing, job, provision, problem to be solved. Pray now. To him, pray now to her. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you, God, for being with us. Pray for now for your job, the place that you are working, your company. Commit your life for Him. As you are serving there, you are serving God, not man, doing right, preaching His word, setting an example to others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for all the jobs and incomes and the places that you allow them to work and the skills they have, Lord. And we pray that they will be light to others. They will bring the gospel to them. They will tell them about you, Lord. They will direct them with your word also, Lord. They will evangelize. I pray for prosperity and blessing for all these places that they are working, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will continue to receive their salary on time, Lord, that they will also be faithful to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to you. They will be also wise in how to spend their finances and spend it wisely in a correct way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, I pray for each and every husband to be to put you in his head, you will be the head of each and every husband, as he did his family. I pray for wives to be a meet helper for her husband, Lord, and they will work together to raise up godly children. They will give clear instruction to their children. I pray for children to be submissive to their parents and to the instructions that come from your word. I pray also, Lord, for blessing upon each and every family you provide for them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will be the one to help them and provide the need for each and every family. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be manifested and people they can see Christ in them, and they will evangelize, be a set example to others, they attract others into your kingdom through their lives in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for our neighbors, our friends, our contacts, colleagues, relatives here or back home and other places, the people that we meet daily in our lives. Let's pray for them to be saved, that we can impart the message to them, the gospel of Jesus to them. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. We pray for our relatives, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, the people that we all meet every day in the street, in the market, in the working place. We pray for them to be saved. We pray that we can impart the message, can evangelize, Lord, whatever media we have or connection we have. And we use it for your glory, to send your word, to encourage, to comfort, to counsel, to show mercy, to rebuke sinners. Lord, we pray that you use us mighty, and I pray for fruit to come from all these places, oh God. Let's pray now for this place, UAE, and whenever in whatever place God has extended his church, in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, in Australia, Pakistan, also USA, also in Africa, in Sierra Leone, Malawi, Uganda, and Nigeria. Let's pray for all these places. Lord, we trust that you provide us all our logistic needs, documentations, whatever office we need, you will provide for us. We thank you for the office that we have, that you have given us, that we can move by your authority to do the work of yours, O Lord, to lay hands and to make disciples and to plant your work Bible study congregation. Thank you for all the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists that you have placed in your church and you have added them to us. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. We worship you, Lord, for your grace and your help and your support and your guidance unto us, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you, Lord. We pray also, Lord, that you will be faithful in all these places that you had placed us, Lord, that you will evangelize. We pray for the non-believers to be saved. We pray that you will stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that you will give us boldness to preach your word. That also, Lord, that you will give us a favor in the eyes of the governments. And we pray for all the leaders and the governments or for non-believers. We pray for their salvations. We pray that you will continue to obey rules and obey the all what you want us to tell. Also your word, O Lord, that we will be also good example, good citizens, O Lord, and to help the people around us, the poor and the needy. In the name of Jesus, we pray for more expansion of your church. Let's pray now for the church, pray for your ministry. We pray, Lord, that you fill us once again, refill us with the Holy Ghost. I pray for those who are not yet baptized, to fill them with the Holy Spirit, that you will have the gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and also the gift of message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of evangelism, teaching, pastoring, gift of faith, gift of healing, miracles and wonders, and skills and things, whatever we need, we trust you, Lord, that you will give us, and we commit ourselves, everyone in your church, elders, pastors, leaders, members, parents, that you will express the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life, love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, that people will see Christ and in us, Lord, generosity, humility, righteousness, Lord, anoint us and be with us, Lord. We pray, O Lord, for all the ministries of the church to prosper. Bless, Lord, the watchman ministry, prayer, bless the publication ministry, bless the translation ministry, bless the also the languages that the church operate. Right now, O God, add to us languages, add to us workers, add to us fields, countries, nations, continents, villages, towns, groups, ethnic groups. You will be the one to bless your church and adorn your church with good things, O God. We trust that our prayer will be answered by you on your perfect time. Even today we pray, you anoint the worship. Today, O God, you anoint us and help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to come to you with to enter the most holy place, O God, everyone here and other brethren. Bless these recordings, O God. Bless the songs, the giving, the message, all the items of our worship. Let your name be lifted up and let your name be glorified and magnified. All this we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, you will continue to be our guide in this life till you come and take us with you to heaven. Help us and guide us, each and every one of us, to go on in our life directed by you, instructed by your word and the Holy Spirit leading us to do the ministry, the task that you had ordained for us to do. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that you will speak to us today in the rest of the service, to instruct us, to teach us. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let us be seated now. Let us time to collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and to bring it into the storehouse of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you provided, from jobs and incomes. Thank you for the good health, the strength that you give to each and every one of us to go and work. Thank you for all the brethren who are committed their lives to bring what's due for you. Lord, look from heaven and open the windows of heaven. Upon your people and rebuke devourer, and also Lord, let all nations be know that we are blessed by you. And Lord, multiply this money and use it to raise the lost and to meet the needs. Thank you, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Kings and chapter 13. Last week we spoke about King Rehoboam and we spoke about Jeroboam, how he took under him the 10 tribes. Today we We will read how God dealt with him. And let's read 1 Kings chapter 13, let's read verse 1 and to verse 10. Verse 1 to verse 10. God called us to obey his word and do what he asked us to do. Jeroboam, after that division, God sent him a man a man of God, who commissioned him to go and to do the needful. First Kings chapter 13, verse 1 to 10. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah, by the word of the Lord, unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burned upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken, behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not put it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. God here sent his man to rebuke and to admonish the king Jeroboam, who built an altar and who was doing his own. And we can read about that, how it came to pass that he made a new altar. We can read in chapter 12, 1 Kings chapter 12, and let's read it from verse 25, what he did and what was his purpose, so we can understand why God sent his man to him and why God would send us. Amen. Are you ready to go where God wants you to go? To people who have left the right way, left the church, and God wants you to tell them what they need to hear from God's word. Let's read what. Then Jeroboam, this is 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 25 to the end. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and built Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. He said, they will go back. If this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people return again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah. That's what we spoke last week. And they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves. Now what he think? That this is a good idea, to make a new altar so people will no need to go there. Wherefore the king took counsel and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he said, the one in Bethel, that's what the man of God, when he went there in Bethel, he was standing there. And the other put he in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, in the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt incense. Let's pray before we continue. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word to us. Continue to guide us and direct us with the scriptures to understand your will and your command. Teach us your ways, O God, and raise up workers like this man of yours that you send him to deal with Jeroboam, to deal with those who left the way, to rebuke them, to direct them to the will of God, that there might be fruit, O Lord. I pray for more workers, servant, pastor to be raised up to serve you. We magnify, we adore you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As we have read that Jeroboam, he invented a festival out of his own heart. And many now who are inventing feasts and bring them into the life of the church, which is not in the scriptures, birthdays, father days, mother days, Halloween, Valentine days, friend day, Christmas, New Year, and become idol worship for the people. And that's why God is calling us today, as he called the man of him. And we need not to defy the word of the Lord, because you see in verse 1, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. So God will send us with his word to face those who are doing their own will, and they have their own devices. In verse 2, and he cried against the altar and the word of the Lord, and say, altar, altar, thus say the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, justified by the name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burned upon thee. The first point that I want to emphasize, when God calls you, don't be afraid. You go and you proclaim the message that God has laid in your mind and your heart, because God is going to fulfill what he has said in his word. God will accomplish what he has said, and here with the man of God who prophesied here, he prophesied that God will judge what you are doing through the family of David, that he will raise up a king, a child, and that child is named Josiah. And that's through King Josiah, God fulfilled this prophecy. God fulfilled what he said in his word. And King Josiah was burned 358 years after this event. God fulfilled what he has said, and truly, if we will read what King Josiah did, he exactly did what this man of God prophesied. What he prophesied, he said that shall be a priest of the high places shall that burn incense upon me shall be offered, and man's bone shall be burned upon thee. If you go to the Second Kings, let's read Second Kings chapter 23. Book of Second Kings chapter 23, and we will read verse 15 and verse 16. We can see clearly that King Josiah came after 358 years calculated from the scriptures, and he did what exactly this man of God prophesied. Verse 15, second book, let's say here. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, that's where the altar that Jeroboam made, where he put his calves, and the high place with Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made both that the altar and the high places he break down, and burned the high place and stamped it small to powder and burned the groove. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the altar. See how God, what he said in his word, he will do it. And polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed this word. In verse 19, and all the bones and all the houses also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger, Josiah took away and did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. So, what God has said to the man of God, what God will say to you, to go and tell, you go and tell, because God will do what he has said in his word. Hallelujah. Ah. And not only this, God will confirm the word that he give you, and God also will be with you and will confirm your mission with signs and wonders, and he'll be the one to support you. In verse 3, 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 3, and he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. God say that to this man of God, this altar that you are offering, God will break it, God will rent it, and that's truly what had happened. So don't be afraid, God will confirm all everything He will tell you. Verse 5, the altar also was rent the same day, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the signs which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. God will also confirm of what He is telling you with signs and wonders. And the next point is, do not be afraid. Be kind to the people that God is sending you, to tell them what is the message of the Lord. It was the kindness from the man of God that he went to Bethel, and he rebuked King Jeroboam in a furious way, and he rebuked him also in a public way. You know, what he said to him, it was heard by all the people, because the people who came to offer their gifts to this idol, they need to know also, so they need to repent. And that's the kindness that we need to give to the people. Yeah, the people, they will be angry, they will attack, but that is our kindness to them. That's the thing that we need to tell the people. Even they will get upset, but we need to tell them, because that is the way for them to know the truth, so that perhaps they will give up their idols, repent, and they will come back to the right way. Now, next point, don't be afraid. God will protect you from the evildoers while you are doing your mission. Let's read verse 4. Verse 4, 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 4. And it came to pass, when the king Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, he was angry, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not put it again to him. See here, he wanted to lay hold, give instruction to harm the man of God. But the Lord had protected his man according to his promise in the book of Psalm 105 and verse 15. God said in his word, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. No one can touch the anointed of God and the prophet of God. No one can touch the man of God. That's why when you go carrying the message, don't be afraid. They will not be able to touch you, because God did not ordain it for that. God ordained for you to be protected while you are delivering the message. Listen here. Look at this. When King Jeroboam built an altar and stood there to offer incense and sacrifices and give there, God did not punish him. God sent him a warning message through the man of God. And that's where we need to go and warn the people. But when he wanted to harm the man of God, God punished him for the harm that he intended to do. That's why we have the confidence to go on and serve the Lord and proclaim the message that God wants us to tell to the people whom God is sending us to them. And let's go to verse 6. Verse 6. After the king, his hand was after his hand was dried up and he could not return back, and after the altar was split in the middle and rent, he That Sri Gauti, what he did, the king, and the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. He asked prayers. He asked the man of God to pray for him. Now, what we need to do? The next point that we spoke, that we need to be bold to go and face, be confident that the Lord will confirm the signs and wonders, and He will fulfill what we speak, and also the Lord will also let our mission accompany by signs and wonders, and also the Lord will protect us. And we need to show kindness to the people by telling them the truth and face them. And this all the man of God did here. And what else more, we need to show mercy. We need to be merciful to sinners and pray for them when they ask prayers. Amen. He asked prayers for the man of God to pray to him. And we read that the man of God besought that he pray, and the king's hand was restored him again and became as it was before. Why the man of God prayed? Now, we need to show mercy. We need to be sure that in our ministry to show mercy and to be fruitful by bringing souls to God. Now, why he was agreeing to pray for King Jeroboam? You know, when he faced him with his sin, he did not repent. King Jeroboam, he did not repent, but I attacked the man of God. But now when he asked prayers, the man of God might thought that if he will be healed, he may repent. Amen? If he will be healed, feeling the love of God to him and care of God to him, he might repent of his sin and go back to the right way. And also, you know, here, if you can notice, when he was standing in front of the altar that he made, King Jeroboam was standing on the front of the altar that he made. When he gets sick, his hand was dried up, he did not ask help from the altar that he made. So the man of God, when he was there and he saw that King Jeroboam did not pray for the altar that he made to be healed, but he asked the man of God, that's another things may show that King Jeroboam was humbled and asked a prayer. So that encouraged the man of God to pray, because who knows, if I will pray and he will be healed, that he may also repent and come back to the right way. And let's read verse 7. And the king said unto the man of God, come home and with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. He wants to give him a gift. And he invited him to his house. Now, in doing the ministry, in serving the Lord, we need to be discerning. Now, whether the people repent or no. Now here, King Jeroboam, now, let me ask this question. Did he repent? What do you think? He asked the man of God to come to his house, and for sure he will invite him for food and refreshment, and he will also give him a gift. You know, if he would repent, if King Jeroboam repented after the man of God prayed for him and healed, he will announce publicly that what he done wrong, he renounced the idol, and also, if he want to give gift, he will send it to Jerusalem, or he will go to Jerusalem, and he give it to God in his temple in Jerusalem. So now clear, King Jeroboam did not repent. That's why when doing this, we need to discern. People, they will invite you to their houses, they give you gifts, they will cook for you, they will give you food, but there is no repentance. What's the message here? Don't continue in fellowship, taking food and gifts. Some people who are not, God has sent you to them, but they are not repenting of their sin. You don't need to entertain them, their food and other things, when it is repentant, their repentance is, it is needed. Verse 8, we need to follow the instructions that God give us. Let's read verse 8 and 9 and the details of it. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. He told them very clearly, there is two instructions have been given to the man of God. The first instruction is that don't eat any place, don't drink water there, you know. And that he said also to Jeroboam, you know, he said, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. What is the purpose of this? The purpose of this is that God is telling them, I abhor your sin. And that's why when the man of God will refuse to eat there, to refuse to drink water, it means that God is telling them, I don't like your fellowship. That will make the rebuke more clear and the message also more profound. And even he tells the king, even if you give me half of your house, I will also not take, because I was commanded by the word of the Lord. So we need to abide with these instructions. That will make the ministry more effective and the message clear, because we need to bring the message clearly in the way that God wanted to go. And also, the another instruction that God gave to the man of God, and he did, you know, God told him, don't return in the way that you go or you came. Like you came to them in one direction, don't go back in the same direction. What is the purpose of that? The purpose of that, what God is telling, when you go into one direction and go back from them into other direction, you are telling them, you are not coming to them. You are just passing by them. And by the way, you give them the rebuke. You give them the message. Why? Don't let them know that they are of importance. They are not of importance, so that they will be humbled down. That is to make the message. That is the way to make the message clear and effective, and the rebuke to be clear. God in sending us, he is rebuking sinners. Jeroboam, he knew what he did wrong. And that man of God, he did the right things. God is counting on you. Don't defy the word of God. Don't defy God. There's assignment that we need to do. Now, certain time, when God is sending us to do the work, we may not understand exactly why God is telling us to do this and this. We may not understand these things, but we need to abide there with the instruction. Sometimes God will explain it to us, but if God did not explain, we still need to abide with it. Why? So that the wisdom of God will be manifested in our ministry, even if we are not aware. And truly, the man of God, so he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. God's willing, by next week, we will continue in our message, in the God's calling requirement for you, is not to defy God's word, not to defy God by obeying the instruction that He is giving. Let's now all of us stand in God's presence. Let us commit ourselves. Tell Him, Lord, I thank You for Your word that You give me. Lord, I pray, Lord, I am willing to go, oh God, to people like Jeroboam, to people who have left the way, Your church, Your ministry, and have done their own. I am willing to go. Lord, here am I, send me. Lord, guide us. Commit your life now to Him. God wants you to abide with the instruction that He is giving you. God wants you to move to certain people to tell them the truth, as this man of God was sent to Jeroboam to rebuke him and also to set people around him free, because he proclaimed the message to the people around him publicly. God loves sinners. God wants us to be kind for to them, to go to them. God wants us to be merciful to them, to pray for them. God wants us to be precise, to follow the instructions. And God will confirm the message. God will confirm with signs and wonders. God will protect us. God will accomplish it finally, as we have read in the scriptures. Here we are, Lord, shepherd of our soul. We give You full control. We will follow, Lord. We have made the choice, Lord, to listen to Your voice and obey, and to go and do the work of course. Yes, we are going. We will proclaim Your word. We trust that Your provision, Your direction, Your protection shall be upon us. And we are willing, Lord, to show kindness, to show mercy, to pray, to deliver Your message exactly. Lord, take this message and recording. Let it be spread to reach the rest of Your congregations, the part of Your body. Lord, You bless us. Enlarge our territory at Your hand. Be with us and free us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.